Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. Glenn Upiece is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend, the founder of Power Insights International, as well as Glenn Upiece and Associates. And he's here to talk. Actually, he's here to talk to us about something called Reshape Society, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But I got something else I want to talk about. I want to bring up something he and I've talked about in the past. And so let's get him in here. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I want to talk about reshaping society in a few minutes, but before we get there, one of the things you've talked to us about in the past, Glenn, is wireless communities, getting cities and communities wired for wireless, hooked up, I should say. That's, I shouldn't say wired for wireless, should I? But actually, that's really how it is. But getting communities where they're basically the city, or at least parts of the city, is a hotspot where if you're in a restaurant, if you're driving down the road, if you're hanging out in the park or whatever, you can get a wireless connection to the internet because you are in that community. Now, this has been one of those sexy items. It's been on a lot of people's minds for the last few years, and you've been one of the people who have been advising these communities about this, haven't you?
Sure have. I mean, it's interesting. What we predicted back 10 months ago has come true. Our whole business model surrounded about this collaboration between the wireless service providers and city government leaders. And
the technology and the politicians.
Thank you. The technology and the politicians. And what's happening is the technology people aren't business people, nor are the government leaders. And essentially, they took what was it, like you said, a sexy item, and they politicized it. And when they looked at the numbers and they looked at the business model, they realized that it didn't work.
My late father would have called that blind leading the blind.
That's exactly right. And what's a shame is that our whole model behind the wireless city, and people want to know more about it, they can go to thewirelesscity.org. It's that if you bring internet access to a city, you can spearhead and stimulate economic development by putting small business owners on a level playing field through the tools and technologies available to them by having a free Wi-Fi access.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
and so what's happened, though, folks, here's where the chickens have come home to roost. As Glenn, and I wanted to talk about this because these things are happening in your community. Believe it or not, whether you know it or not, more and many of you are living in communities where there are discussions, if not actions, being taken to make your community wireless. There are people, somebody has knocked on the door of your city government and said, we want to help you become wireless. And the government, the city governments, the community governments have said, okay, this sounds like a good idea for a couple of reasons. Number one, they either because they think it's a good idea to be wireless, it makes the community more competitive, but also maybe even as a way to make some revenue. Right, Glenn?
Of course, yeah.
They want to find new ways to make revenue. They're always looking for ways to raise money so they can spend it. And so what's happened here, Glenn, I've seen this happen. I saw this happen a few years ago, not in wireless, but in hardwired. Communities have tried to get into the hardwiring, the internet access business for a long time, with horrible stories. I mean, horror stories out there. And so now what's happening is that the chickens have come home to roost. The blind leading the blind have come to a point where all of this wireless communities, the wireless cities issues, has really kind of imploded and melted down on itself, hasn't it, Glenn?
Sure has. And, you know, it's a shame for – it goes back to the citizens. They were so excited about having this ability to have internet across their cities. But more importantly, let's not forget how this whole initiative came about. After 9/11 and many of the tragedies of 9/11, and the people that we lost were because the public safety agencies couldn't communicate with each other,
with
the police,
each other,
fire,
right,
and ambulance. And so Homeland Security actually put forth the initiative to spearhead this wireless, first of all, for public safety, and then there became discussions about using it as an economic development model. So, but bottom line is, like you said, blind leading the blind. That people didn't take the time to understand the business aspects of it, and the sad part is that there were multi-million dollars spent on technology that ended up not working, and the sad part is that the city leaders didn't even know what they were getting themselves
into.
And the
taxpayers are stuck with the bill.
Absolutely.
And they got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, it's.
And this story happened, as I said earlier, it happened from a hardwired standpoint in some communities that I know about a few years ago. It's now happening in wireless. Folks, politicians, stay out of the business world. You don't know anything. You don't know what you're doing. Stick to government. Let business people run the business. 2022, we're going to be right back with Glenn U. Peace right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Lots of good stuff at both of those websites. Glenn Upiece is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's glennyopiece.com, GLENNLLOPIS.com.
Upiece, and that's one of the reasons I like having Glenn on the show is his name is the only one of my Brain Trust members that's harder to say and to spell than mine. And so, Glenn, before we leave the wireless community situation, wireless is not going to go away. If you and I live not too many more years, Glenn, we're going to see wireless all over the country. But that's going to happen. So if I'm in a community and I've got a bunch of politicians acting like they know what they're doing about wireless, what should I do? What question should I ask? What kind of pressure should I be putting on these people?
On what people? I'm sorry.
On the politicians, if they start talking about becoming, you know, the city's going to become wireless, there is a model that will work. What is that model going to look like? Is it going to be licensing the bandwidth like the waves like they license for cable, or what's it going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a private public business model, and that's what they've tried. Where there's going to be ownership on both sides between the technology and city government. And because
rather than the city owning all of it,
there's going to have to be a little bit of both, because there's going to have to be a vested interest on both sides, because there is risk. But as we talked about during the break, I mean, the model is successful. I mean, there are third world countries that never were wired that have had very successful wireless launches, not just in cities but in countries.
Why don't we just do it like we're doing cable? We let one or two companies in. That's it.
Well, it's because the smaller companies that try to be the first on the block have tried to get a piece of the pie instead of falling victim to monopolies. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. I mean, the AT&T of the world will eventually control the entire spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's move on and talk about something. Folks, this is if they want to find out more, you've got some good stuff on a website, don't you?
Yes, we do. You can go to thewirelesscity.org.
TheWirelessCity.org, folks, if you want to find out more about how to make sure that your community doesn't get upside down. Let me tell you something, folks. There are communities all over the country who are big in debt right now because they did this the wrong way. Right, Glenn?
Absolutely. But more so, it's the service providers, the technology companies that have flat out lost multi millions of dollars, and they're the ones that are suffering because they sold a big vision without being able to deliver technology that works.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's move over and talk a completely different subject, folks, that I want Glenn to talk to us about. You call it Reshape Society. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It is different, but it's all about how the role of technology works to help reshape communities. And Reshape Society, Jim, is a free social networking service that allows its members much like a MySpace, but a socially responsible MySpace, to create profiles regarding their societal outlook and perspective. The whole goal behind the website is to create collaboration not only between individuals, but companies to find solutions towards reshaping their society in a positive manner, and as we call it, to bring sanity back to humanity. It's very clear that we are right now in the midst of what I call a social irresponsibility crisis. There is society is such it is at such a major crossroads, and there's mixed signals every day between newsworthy items that tear us down versus build us up.
Absolutely, and, no, you're exactly right. I mean, the 24-hour news cycle brings us wall to wall, Britney Spears, which if I were president right now, I'd pass a law that her name could never be mentioned again.
That's right.
You know, in the history of mankind. I mean, are people like? I mean. We're getting information we don't need, Glenn.
That's right. And the role of businesses in society is becoming a big one. And in the large corporate environment, they call it CSR, corporate social responsibility. And from a small business standpoint, I mean, this is a perfect time for small business owners to ask what role do they want to play in helping reshape society. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because the Europeans have fundamentally put social responsibility as part of their core business model. They've taken the time to try to find wealth creation strategies by finding ways to enhance their competitive advantage in areas that contribute back to society to make local communities more successful. And, you know, for a long time, small and large businesses have used this concept of social responsibility as a public relations ploy. Well, I'm here to tell you that we're at a point now where the integration of social responsibility is becoming part of a core business strategy.
Hmm. So it's no longer just the right thing to do. It's actually a business practice, a good business practice.
Absolutely, and that's what it is. And corporate social responsibility is all about how companies manage the processes to produce an overall positive impact on society. And it's interesting. It's not just about the good and bad about what products and services deliver, but it's all about what the impact of those products and services play, not only in the environment, but also in local communities. So part of ReshapeSociety.com is to get, and what we're asking is for small business leaders and what we call the key influencers to connect with people, to connect with their local communities, and to find ways to bring, again, sanity back to humanity.
Stand by, folks. ReshapeSociety.com, is that right?
That's correct.
All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Glenn to explain to us a little bit more on, you know, where the rubber meets the road, kind of an explanation of what would this look like in my business. How would I get this started in my business, reshaping society? We can all pitch in on this, folks. I think it's a good idea. 10 till. We'll be right back with Glenn Yulpeace. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Glenn Yulpeace is here too, ladies and gentlemen. And he's the founder of Power Insights International, and as well as Glenn Yulpeace and Associates. And we're talking about a website. Now, have you created this website yourself, Glenn?
Business partner, Jeremiah Jacks, we co-founded this, and it's
ReshapeSociety.com.
Yeah, it was announced on Larry King Live and Good Morning America through our spokesperson, Denise Brown, and we've...
Remind the audience who Denise Brown is.
Yeah, Denise Brown is one of the leading advocates against domestic violence.
Right.
And she has been in that field for over 13 years and done a spectacular job in promoting and giving us access or awareness to the site.
I saw her on one of those programs. Glenn, tell the audience what it would look like in a small business. What would an effort by a small business to reshape society, what would that look like?
Well, let me give you an example, and you should take You should Google this. His name is Blake Mikowski. And Blake Mikowski started a company called Tom Shoes. And his business model was very simple, and this is a perfect example for all those small business listeners out there. It's about marrying business with positive social impact. And what he did in his business model is for every pair of shoes he sells, he gives a pair back to the children in third world countries.
Wow.
So the first year of sales, he sold 10,000 pairs of shoes that run up and down Park Avenue, but yet 10,000 pairs of shoes were also given to third world children.
Wow.
In third world countries. So that's a perfect example. See, people mm-hmm. seem to think that social responsibility in the workforce is more of a philanthropic initiative. It's not just about giving after we determine what our profitability is, because if that's the case, it's a variable. If that means
right.
if we have a bad year, we can't give. And being socially responsible is being able to give by integrating it as part of your business model, as Tom Shoes did in this case.
Well, and the thing is it is a best practice, because and
that's
not
exactly
not to be
is.
And not to be crass or anything, but it could be a good marketing tool. I mean, there are a lot of people who are using the green angle in their marketing. If they're showing their customers how they're committed to having environmentally friendly businesses and practices and products, and also maybe contributing to those things. And there are plenty of people out there who, for example, in the shoe example you were talking about, if the idea is that even if it costs me an extra couple of bucks, but I get my shoes and somebody else gets a pair of shoes because I spent a couple of bucks, I'm probably going to do that.
That's exactly right. And as a case in point, Starbucks has done that. In fact, if you go into a Starbucks, you'll see that they're very much into the green into the green movement.
Absolutely. So, give us another example.
Well
you know, how about this? How about just say no? How about just when you have an opportunity to do something, when something is presented to you, and you know that it makes you uncomfortable, you feel that it's unethical, or it's just maybe it just even smells bad. It's not illegal,
right.
Or maybe it wouldn't generally be considered unethical. It just smells bad. Just say no.
Just say no. Or just how about the Red campaign? You know about this Red campaign that Bono started with Bobby Shriver, the chairman of Data. They raise awareness and money for the Global Fund. And they've teamed up with some of the most powerful brands, case in point, the folks at Apple. So every
right.
time that someone buys a Red iPod, part of what there's a certain percentage of that goes to this global fund that helps women and children that are affected by AIDS in Africa.
So ReshapeSociety.com, you want people to go there, small business owners to go there, establish a page, so to speak,
exactly.
and sort of explain their best practices, explain their contribution to reshaping society?
Absolutely. And start creating, you know, chat rooms, and start creating a movement within the social networking environment that we've provided to get other people on board to start helping and contributing.
And maybe somebody would read something that you said, get an idea, and take it to the next level.
That's
and
exactly
let you know
right.
and you could collaborate on it.
And that's called viral marketing. And that's
yep.
exactly what we want to produce, because
yep.
the website aims to ignite that social responsibility revolution that will serve as
you're,
a template.
You're going to be hearing more and more about this, folks.
My friend.
I hear more and more about it all the time. Thanks, Glenn, for being here. Good job today. We'll see
Thanks
you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Good being here.
You too. Glenn, your peace, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.